This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 30th. Good morning. I'm Chop Talley. Here's today's headlines. Balancing a $100 billion spending surge. Light dims on Delta Tunnel debate. Wolf packs grow and farm bill debate extends late. A new report from California's Legislative Analyst Office finds that more than $100 billion in state spending growth since 2019 is largely tied to maintaining existing programs, not expanding them, underscoring tough budget choices ahead. Yearly spending rose from $146 billion to $248 billion since Governor Gavin Newsom took office. The state now faces ongoing deficits of $20 billion to $30 billion annually. The analysis shows about 70% of new spending went to sustaining current services driven by rising costs and programs like Medi-Cal, development services, and in-home care. The findings signal increasing pressure on state-funded programs that farmers rely on, including water infrastructure, wildfire protection, and climate initiatives. With deficits looming, lawmakers may need to scale back spending or shift priorities, potentially tightening funding for agricultural programs or delaying new investments. This report concludes the state, quote, could not afford both maintaining services and expanding programs, pointing to difficult trade-offs ahead for all sectors. A Sacramento County Superior Court judge has denied an attempt by state water contractors to disqualify the judge overseeing litigation on California's Delta Tunnel project, clearing the way for the cases to move forward. The judge has presided for more than 2 years over coordinated lawsuits challenging the Department of Water Resources approvals for the Delta Conveyance project. The court found the request ultimately, noting it was filed years after the judge's assignment, shortly after the contractors were allowed to intervene. The ruling described the move as, quote, belated forum shopping, and cautioned against last-minute actions that could disrupt proceedings. Opponents of the project, including Delta County's water agencies and environmental groups, argued the motion risked confusion and delay given the advanced stage of the cases. California now has 12 known gray wolf packs, including three newly designated groups in Modoc, Siskiyou, and Sierra counties. According to new documents released by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Interstate, Whitehorse, and Long Valley packs were confirmed after at least 6 months of consistent activity. The expanding population is bringing more frequent interactions with livestock producers. CDFW investigated 47 suspected depredations in the first quarter, confirming 21 livestock losses and 6 probable cases. Separate industry reporting puts total confirmed and probable losses at 26 through the month of March. The agency also updated maps of wolf activity and is urging the public to report sightings to help track dispersing animals. CDFW is moving forward with the Phase 2 management actions. That includes exploring expanding hazing tools and improving coordination with local officials to reduce conflicts with ranchers. Well, after hours of meetings and tense exchanges, the House finally began debate on the Farm Bill close to 11 o'clock Eastern Time last night. Leaders aiming for a vote today. Representative Jim McGovern, the Massachusetts Democrat, said on the floor last night, "It's now nearly 11 o'clock. This is nuts. What the hell's wrong with you people?" The path to the floor repeatedly shifted through the day yesterday. A push to expand the corn ethanol market scrambled at the schedule. The plan to consider the farm bill alongside legislation allowing year-round sales of E15 appeared to unravel amid opposition from independent refiners, sending farm state Republicans into Speaker Mike Johnson's office as the strategy fell apart. E15 is now expected to be taken up in 2 weeks, a timeline drawing skepticism from ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Representative Angie Craig. The bill also faces bipartisan resistance to a pesticide labeling provision. Critics say shields chemical companies from liability, prompting unusually public clashes among Republicans. Representative Anna Paulina Luna of Florida said, "I now have been accosted by two Republican members of Congress for trying to remove pesticide liability protections." The Agriculture Department is mounting an initiative to increase access and provide more flexibility in its GSM 102 Export Credit Guarantee Program. In remarks at the Export-Import Bank annual conference yesterday, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Luke Lindbergh said the effort would open the program to new regions and markets. The goal, he said, is to make sure that any buyer overseas who wants to purchase American agriculture products has the financing they need. The Financial Assurance to Revitalize Markets, or FARM initiative, will eliminate regional restrictions on trade finance and provide 100% payment guarantees in certain high-risk markets. The administration also tweaked GSM 102 repayment options in February, allowing buyers to pay back the full debt 18 months after borrowing if needed. Lindbergh and a USDA official told AgriPulse on the sidelines of the event that the measures are the result of a string of stakeholder meetings where GSM 102 users made recommendations for reform. During the event, Lindbergh also signed an MOU to deepen USDA cooperation with EXIM and more closely align the two organizations' work on agricultural export promotion, as AgriPulse reported in yesterday's Daybreak. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson is backing the reauthorization of the North American Trade Pact with some adjustments and is making the case to the administration. "I want to see USMCA kept intact," Thompson told reporters yesterday. He was referring to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. "I think that it's just the best approach." Thompson said he met with U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer this week as the administration prepares for a six-year review this summer. The Pennsylvania Republican said he would like to see the issues around Canada's dairy market access addressed, but stressed that the deal should be extended. USMCA was a really good achievement under the first Trump administration, Thompson said, although Trump has expressed dissatisfaction with the deal in recent months. He also said he likes the idea of revising trade deals several years after negotiation. "Everything around here needs to be reauthorized periodically to make sure it's updated and make sure it's addressing the new challenges that are out there," Thompson said. Here's today's final word. "This is worse than my teenagers at dinner." That the word of former Representative Katie Porter during a chaotic and often combative debate among eight candidates for governor this week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 30th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Daly.